morning. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Grill, producer Pork Chop, and we're so glad that you are here with us. 833-563-2539 is the number if you want to join in the conversation. Also, Twitter and Instagram, it's Radio Now AM Show. Wondering, should this guy have been canceled? And that pretty much means like where everybody shuts you down. Like, it doesn't matter what you've done, you're over with. And in general, should people be forgiven for things they did in the past if they do good things in the future? Let me tell you the update if you haven't heard about this. There's a 24-year-old dude. His name's Carson King. He's from Iowa. He held up a sign, I think just like a week ago almost, on ESPN asking for money to buy Busch Light. And he's like, hey, send the money to my Venmo. And it ended up raising more than $1 million going towards charity, which the Children's Hospital, wasn't that amazing?
Amazing. People got a kick out of him and they donated to the cause.
Well, like anything that seems to happen, now that you're famous, people kind of dig into your past and check you out. And the Des Moines Register looked through his Twitter history.
Okay.
Let this be a warning. Anybody out there, you better check your Twitter for what you did in the past. They found that back in 2012, when he was only 16 years old, so in high school, he posted two racist tweets about black people. It was something related to Tosh.0, and he commented something, and he probably thought it was funny. That's what he's saying, but he admits it was really stupid, and he shouldn't have done that. Well, it ends up now that Busch, that teamed up with him, like Busch Light, they are now done. They said they're not going to work with him anymore. They're going to match the money, so they're not backing out of that, but they were going to put him on the can. Like the beer can, they're going to do some other stuff. They're distancing themselves. The hospital, though, says, no, we're still going to have him at the game because they do that. The hospital's right by the football field, and we're still going to have him be a part of that. They feel like he's a changed man, and they don't like what he did at all. And he, like he said, I'm so embarrassed. I'm sick to myself, and I'm reflecting on what I did when I was 16. It was wrong, and that's not a reflection of who I am. But I feel like a lot nowadays, it seems like what you did in your past comes back to haunt you.
Of course. How old is he now?
He is now 24, so he's 16. So
okay.
That, I would like to think that you're a different person at 24 than you were when you're 16.
Of course,
and I'm not
yes.
justifying it at all. You shouldn't tweet out racist, homophobic, just anything. That's stupid. But does that mean, though, and that's the question, 833-563-2539, should we all be done with him?
No.
Or is it like you forgive him? You're like, okay, if you truly have changed and you've shown like he has...
Yes. No, if you're growing and you're evolving and he's remorseful and he's gone to say, hey, that was wrong, that was stupid, that was uninformed and idiotic, then he's owning it and he's saying, I'm changed. Of course, you're not the same person, hopefully, at 16 as you are at 24. You know, this happens to a lot of people, especially when they get in the limelight. Kevin Hart, to name one, like he had some tweets. People just find things you've done in your past, which is a great message to us all. Be careful what you post. Be careful what you tweet. All the pictures, they can come back to haunt you in your tweets.
Do you know what the tweets were at all? Like, I know
you
say they were racial, but like in what way?
I have not seen that. The interesting thing is, I think we got Carly on the phone talking about the reporter, because the reporter apparently, you know, when you point a finger at somebody, you got fingers pointing back at you. Let's go to Carly this morning. What's up, Carly?
Yeah, so I am actually from Des Moines, Iowa. I just moved to the Indy area.
Welcome.
Yes, I love it here. But the thing I want to talk about too is the Cy-Hawk rivalry is so huge. And the fact that he is a Cyclone fan and he donated money to the University of Iowa Hospitals is all in and of itself amazing. But then on top of that, it's been all over my Facebook feed with my friends in Iowa. So it's come out that the reporter who shared this information, he has all of these absolutely horrible tweets being like extremely offensive. And the tweet that Carson King had shared when he was 16 years old, it sounds like it was just a retweet of something with Tosh.0, and it was a comment retweet. But there has just been post after post about this reporter who's come out with it with just absolutely horribly offensive information.
Yeah, they're actually saying that the Register in there in Des Moines, they're saying they are investigating a staff member, which is the person that was the reporter, about their tweets, because I think they had some stuff where they were using the N-word. It's like, what are you doing, like, calling somebody out when you're the bigger hypocrite?
Interesting.
See, I think that is so interesting, and honestly, good for them for research, or like investigating this guy, and I feel like that's karma, dude. This guy, this 24-year-old, is donating $1 million when he could have spent that on himself. He could have paid off student loans. He could have bought a yacht. I don't know. He could have done anything, and he's deciding to donate it when so many other people would have kept so much for themselves. And he has said he was going to donate it from the beginning, and then this guy is trying to ruin it. Like, for something that he said when he was 16, this is ridiculous.
And reporters are supposed to be totally unbiased. And honestly, though, you can't, people that are supposed to just report the news or the news anchors, usually you don't, I mean, they're just supposed to be unbiased and report the news. So their past doesn't have supposed to do anything with the news they are reporting.
Back to the main question, though, I just feel like we shouldn't forget about things that people have done in the past, but we can forgive people for what they've done in the past.
Especially if they're remorseful and they're like, hey, I own this, I was wrong.
All right, 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next. Do you think that people should be, when they do things like this, given another chance, or is it the right thing? You know what? We found out what you did. You're done. You're absolutely done. Don't think you're going anywhere. 833-563-2539.